In the state of Zacatecas, the police dress like this. Not against the sun or COVID, but because if they're identified, they risk being killed. More have died here than anywhere else in Mexico so far this year. And the majority are killed when they're off duty. That's because, as elsewhere in the country, they have to hand in their guns when they finish their shifts. High-level officials worry that they'll use their weapons illegally themselves if left armed. But it's then that they're easy prey for criminals. At the funeral for Ernesto Bañuelos, his family mourns. The gunmen timed his murder till he'd just clocked off and walked out of the police station.
The moment you want to carry a gun in your daily life, you can't. And that gives the go-ahead to any criminal. They can come and do anything to you because you can't defend yourself. And you don't stop being a police officer because you're unarmed. You're a police officer 365 days of the year.
Nayeli's boyfriend, a police officer like her, was killed too, in an ambush. This is the shirt he was wearing. She was deeply traumatized. So was her family. Now she's in an office role.
I had a situation with my son. He said to me, I'm frightened when you go out to work because I don't know if you're coming back. And that parts your soul in two, because it's true. We don't know if we're coming back.
Officers told us that a war between the Sinaloa and the Jalisco New Generation cartels is causing havoc in the state. They're forced to either choose sides or to fight both. And they don't have the equipment to do that, even when they are on duty.
The bulletproof vests are out of date. They were out of date by February 2020. Our helmets and vests have about 50-60% of their original resistance. With our vehicles, we're struggling with an infinity of mechanical problems.
That's common in the country's many police forces, but deadly when you're in the middle of a cartel war. Still the biggest problem, said this officer, who wanted us to hide his identity, is a lack of support from the top.
Basically, the bosses don't speak to us. We don't even really know who the director is. A plan, a strategy, objectives. Right now, we don't have them.
When we interviewed the head of one of the state's municipal forces, he sang a very different tune.
We have a lot of coordination in these moments. Apart from the attacks on us, you can check the statistics. Murders have gone down a lot. What we have to do is lift up the values we have, those human values from the moment that we go out on the street, for when a small child who still trusts us says hello, an old lady says, you know what, God bless you.
Beautiful sentiments from the top, while dozens of beat cops from around the state, like Ernesto Bañuelos, are being murdered. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico.